This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to apply the heart method when your partner's toxic traits are destroying the relationship. A structured method for facing toxic patterns without losing yourself or the relationship. In short, this article covers 5 frameworks from Say It Right Every Time that help you face your partner's toxic traits with structure, courage, and a clear head instead of reactive emotion. The heart method, a 5-step structure for the conversation itself. The connect method, a 7-step tool for emotional regulation before you speak. The boundary script, a direct, enforceable way to name what you will not accept. Definition: the heart method is a 5-step relationship conversation framework designed to help partners address toxic traits without descending into blame. It stands for honor, empathize, acknowledge, reassure, and trust, and it gives destructive conversations a shape they would not otherwise have. When good intentions run out of road, you have rehearsed the conversation a dozen times. You know what you want to say. You have promised yourself you will stay calm this time. Then your partner says something that cuts right through your composure, and suddenly you're doing exactly what you swore you would not do, raising your voice, retreating into silence, or reaching for the cruelest thing you know will land. Toxic traits in a relationship, whether that is contempt, chronic blame shifting, gaslighting, or the slow corrosion of constant criticism, do not just hurt, they destabilize. They make even a skilled communicator feel like they have forgotten how to speak. I know this from the inside. I spent years teaching people how to hold difficult conversations, and I still managed to lose my own in my kitchen on a Tuesday evening. Good intentions without structure are not enough. They collapse under pressure. This is precisely what the heart method is built for, and it is the framework I introduce in Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time. It gives you a scaffold to hold onto where emotion would otherwise take the wheel. This article will walk you through it fully, alongside 4 supporting frameworks and scripts, so you leave with a real system you can reach for in the moment. The 5 steps of the heart method for toxic relationship patterns. This is the core framework. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe it as a conversation structure designed for romantic relationships, where the stakes are highest and the emotional noise is loudest. The heart method does not ask you to be soft. It asks you to be deliberate. What it is designed for: addressing a specific toxic trait or pattern directly with your partner, without the conversation collapsing into mutual attack or defensive shutdown. How it works. Number 1. H. Honor your partner's perspective. Before you name the problem, you name their humanity. This does not mean excusing toxic behavior. It means signaling that you see them as a person, not an enemy. Try. I know this is hard to hear, and I know you don't intend to hurt me. This one sentence reduces defensiveness more than any clever argument can. Number 2. E. Empathize with their feelings. Toxic traits often grow from fear, shame, or unmet need. You are not required to approve of the behavior to acknowledge the feeling underneath it. See, I can see you feel attacked when I bring this up, and I understand that. Empathy here is a tool, not a concession. Number 3. A. Acknowledge your role. This is the step people skip, and it is the step that changes everything. In Chapter 8, Say It Right Every Time, I'm direct about this. You've almost certainly contributed something to the pattern, even if only in how you've responded to it. Say it plainly. I haven't always handled this well either. I shut down when I should have spoken. Number 4. R. Reassure your commitment. Toxic traits thrive when a partner feels the relationship itself is under threat. Reassurance is not weakness. It is the ground you stand on together. Say, I'm not here because I want to end this. I'm here because I want us to be better. Number 5. T. Trust the process. Not every conversation ends in resolution. Some plant a seed. Trust that showing up with honesty and structure, even imperfectly, is doing the work. When to use it. When you need to address a specific toxic behavior directly. When the relationship still has the capacity for repair. When both of you, at least in principle, want to stay. When not to use it. When the conversation involves a pattern of abuse or threats. When your partner has no interest in engaging honestly. When you are in the red zone emotionally and not yet calm enough to speak with intention. Worked example. Imagine your partner regularly dismisses your concerns with sarcasm, a form of contempt. You begin. I know you've been under a lot of pressure, and I don't think you're trying to hurt me, Anna. I can see that sometimes you use humor to deflect when things feel too intense. Empathize. And I know I sometimes bring things up badly, When you're tired or stressed, acknowledge, I love you and I want us to sort this out, reassure. Then you name the specific behavior clearly and ask to work on it together. Trust. Eamon's note. The heart method is not a magic formula. It is a structure that keeps you human when the pressure to fight or flee is overwhelming. Use it as a starting point, not a script to recite word for word. How to calm yourself before the conversation even starts. The connect method. Here is the truth of it. No framework works if you enter the conversation already escalated. Toxic traits provoke strong emotional reactions, and strong emotional reactions short-circuit your ability to think clearly. The connect method, which I also cover and say it right every time, addresses this directly. It is a 7-step process for emotional regulation that you complete before you speak. What it is designed for. Managing your internal state so you can show up to a difficult conversation with a toxic partner without your emotions sabotaging your intentions. How it works. Number 1. See, calm yourself down. Walk away, breathe slowly, give yourself time. I call this moving out of the red zone. Number 2. Observe the emotion. Notice what you're feeling without judging it or acting on it immediately. Number 3. Name the emotion. Naming the emotion helps tame it. I'm feeling humiliated, not just angry. Precision matters here. Number 4. Normalize the emotion. Remind yourself that what you feel is understandable given the situation. This reduces shame and steadies you. Number 5. Empathize with your partner. Even before you speak to them, extend a degree of internal understanding. It softens your approach. Number 6. Clarify your needs. Know what you actually need from this conversation before it begins. Vague grievances become attacks. Specific needs become requests. Number 7. Trust the connection. Enter the conversation believing the relationship has worth, even when toxic behavior has damaged it. When to use it. Anytime you feel flooded before a difficult conversation, especially useful after a toxic incident, when your instinct is to confront immediately. When not to use it. It is not a substitute for the conversation itself. Complete it, then engage. Worked example. Your partner has just blamed you for something you did not do. Your first impulse is to respond immediately. Instead, you leave the room. You name what you feel. I feel wrongly accused and disrespected. You normalize it. Anyone would feel this way. You clarify your need. I need them to hear my side without interrupting. Then you return and open with the heart method. Eamon's note. In my own marriage, the conversations I most regret were the ones I started before I was ready. The connect method is the pause that makes every other framework possible. The boundary script. Naming what you will not accept. Frameworks for conversation matter enormously, but they are not sufficient on their own when a toxic trait involves a specific behavior you have allowed to continue unchallenged. Boundaries are the mechanism by which you stop that. As I write and say it right every time, boundaries are only effective when they are enforced. What it is designed for. Naming a specific toxic behavior, stating the consequence clearly, and following through. This is not a negotiation. It is a declaration. How it works. Number 1. Name the specific behavior, not a general complaint. Number 2. State why it matters to you. Number 3. Give the clear consequence. Number 4. Deliver it calmly, without apology. The script. I need to set a boundary. I won't accept specific behavior. This matters to me because reason. If it happens again, a consequence. I hope you can respect this. When to use it. When a toxic trait has persisted, despite conversations. When you need to move from discussion to action. This works well alongside how to set boundaries with demanding colleagues without harming team synergy, which applies parallel principles to professional settings. When not to use it. Do not use it as a threat in the heat of an argument. A boundary stated in anger looks like an ultimatum. Set it when you are calm. Worked example. I won't accept being spoken to with contempt. It damages my trust in you. If it happens again, I'm going to end the conversation immediately. I will continue when you're ready to speak to me with respect. Eamon's note. A boundary you do not enforce is not a boundary. It is a wish. Know your consequence before you name it. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. The you and me versus the problem reframe. This is one of the most powerful shifts you can make in any conversation about toxic traits, and it costs nothing but intention. The natural pull in a painful relationship conversation is to face each other as opponents. This framework, drawn from Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time, reorients both of you toward the same side. What it is designed for? Preventing the conversation from becoming a competition. Toxic traits often escalate when a partner feels attacked. This reframe reduces the threat response. How it works. Number 1. Name the problem as external to both of you. The problem isn't you or me. It's this pattern we've fallen into. Number 2. Position yourself as allies. We're on the same side here. Number 3. Propose a shared goal. I want us to figure out how to handle this differently together. When to use it. Early in a conversation, before positions harden. Particularly useful when your partner's toxic trait includes defensiveness or a habit of turning every conversation into a blame cycle. For workplace parallels, how to address passive-aggressive behavior that's silently eroding team synergy uses a similar reframe to break defensive cycles in teams. When not to use it. If the toxic trait is severe and one-sided, this reframe can feel like it falsely equalizes responsibility. Use it when the dynamic genuinely needs realignment, not as a way to minimize your own legitimate grievance. Worked example. I don't want to fight about who's right. The real problem is that we stop hearing each other when things get hard. Can we work on that together? Eamon's note. As I wrote and say right every time, in a relationship there are no winners and losers. There are only partners. The moment you start trying to win the argument, you've already lost something more important. The expressing your needs script. Toxic traits often flourish in a vacuum of unspoken needs. When you cannot name what you need clearly, you communicate it through resentment, withdrawal, or explosion. This structured script, from the same chapter of Say It Right Every Time, gives your needs a direct and dignified voice. What it is designed for. Replacing vague complaints and emotional outbursts with clear, specific requests that your partner can actually respond to. How it works. Number 1. Open with your emotional state. I've been feeling emotion. Number 2. Connect it to the specific situation. Because what has been happening. Number 3. Name the need directly. I need specific request from you. Number 4. Explain the meaning. This matters to me because reason. Number 5. Invite engagement. Can we figure out how to do this? When to use it? When a toxic trait, such as emotional unavailability or chronic criticism, has left a clear need unmet. When you are ready to be specific rather than general. When not to use it. When you are still too hurt to speak without it becoming accusatory. Pair it with the connect method first. The scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy uses a parallel needs first structure for professional contexts. Worked example. I've been feeling invisible lately because our conversations always end with my concerns being dismissed. I need you to hear me out without interrupting. This matters to me because it's the only way I know you're taking me seriously. Can we try that? Eamon's note. Vague pain produces vague responses. When you name what you need with precision, you give your partner something real to work with, and you give yourself something to hold them accountable to. Choosing the right framework for each toxic pattern. Not every framework fits every situation. Here's a practical guide to matching the tool to the moment. Situation framework to reach for. You need to address a toxic trait directly heart method. You are too flooded to speak yet connect method. A specific behavior keeps crossing a line boundary script. The conversation feels like a fight, you and me versus the problem. You have a need that has never been named expressing your need script. The narrative guide is simple. If you are emotionally escalated, start with connect before anything else. If you are calm and ready to address the toxic pattern directly, the heart method is your primary tool. Use the boundary script when conversation has already happened and nothing has changed. Use the reframe when you sense the conversation is becoming adversarial. Use the need script when the problem is not conflict, but disconnection. For broader guidance on structuring difficult conversations, how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy offers a clear entry point model. The principles apply across contexts. If conflict has escalated and you need a resolution model, how to use a deal method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy pairs well with the heart method. The mistakes that undermine these frameworks when toxic traits are involved. Even good tools fail when used badly. Here are the most common errors I have watched people make. The mistake: using the heart method as a monologue, running through all five steps without pausing. Why it happens: you rehearsed it, so you deliver it like a prepared statement. What to do instead? Pause after each step. Ask a question. Let the conversation breathe. The mistake: skipping the acknowledge step because it feels like admitting fault. Why it happens: with a partner whose toxic traits, admitting any contribution feels dangerous. What to do instead? Acknowledge specifically and proportionally. You are not confessing guilt. You are demonstrating honesty. The mistake: setting a boundary without being ready to enforce the consequence. Why it happens: you want to name it, but you hope you will not have to follow through. What to do instead? Only name a consequence you are genuinely prepared to apply. If you are not ready, keep working on clarity first. The mistake: trying to use the connect method mid-conversation when things escalate. Why it happens: you feel yourself flooding and reach for the tool in the wrong moment. What to do instead? Use the space requesting script instead. I need some time to process this. Can we come back to this in an hour? Then complete connect before returning. The mistake: using always and never language even within a structured framework. Why it happens: toxic traits generate genuine patterns, and patterns tempt absolute language. What to do instead? Describe specific recent instances. Last Tuesday when lands differently than you always were more on avoiding blame cycles. How to use I statements in team conversations to prevent synergy breaking blame cycles gives a direct method that transfers directly to relationship conversations. Building fluency with these frameworks over time. Frameworks do not become natural the first time you use them under pressure. They become natural through practice before pressure arrives. Start with the need script because it is the most immediately useful and the least confrontational. Practice writing it out before a conversation, not to read aloud, but to clarify your own thinking. Then add the connect method as a pre-conversation ritual. When you have both of those in muscle memory, you are ready to use the heart method in the room with a partner whose toxic traits are genuinely difficult to face. Give yourself 3 months of deliberate practice. Use one framework per difficult conversation rather than trying to apply all five at once. Debrief yourself afterward, not harshly, but honestly. Note what held and what slipped. A professional apology after a conversation that went wrong is not weakness. How to write a professional apology email at work gives a structure that adapts naturally to personal relationship repair as well. Here is the truth of it: fluency is built the same way roots grow. Slowly, underground, out of sight, until one day you discover the tree is standing firm in a storm. What to carry away from all of this? Toxic traits in a relationship are not just uncomfortable, they are corrosive. Left unaddressed, they erode trust, kill intimacy, and eventually hollow out two people who once chose each other. You cannot fix that with a good heart alone. You need a method. The heart method, the connect method, the boundary script, the you and me versus the problem reframe, and the need script are all taught in full and safe right every time. Chapter 8 covers romantic relationship conversations in the depth they deserve. Every one of these tools is practical, teachable, and available to you right now. Your relationship is worth fighting for. Not with your partner, but for your partner. The heart method gives you the structure to do exactly that. Frequently asked questions. What is the heart method? The heart method is a 5-step relationship conversation framework from Say It Right Every Time. It stands for honor your partner's perspective, empathize with their feelings, acknowledge your role, reassure your commitment, and trust the process. It gives structure to conversations about toxic traits. How do you use the heart method with a toxic partner? You use the heart method by working through each step deliberately, starting with honoring your partner's perspective before naming the problem. The method keeps you out of blame cycles and gives the conversation a shape, even when emotions are running high and toxic patterns are active. When should you walk away instead of using the heart method? The heart method is not designed for conversations involving abuse, threats, or patterns of sustained manipulation. If a toxic trait is crossed into harmful behavior, no framework replaces professional support or the decision to leave. Use it for relationships where both people still want repair. How do you set boundaries with a partner who has toxic traits? You name the specific behavior, state why it matters to you, and give a clear consequence. A script from Say It Right Every Time reads, I will not accept this behavior. If it happens again, I will take space. Boundaries only work when you are prepared to enforce them. What is the CONNECT method and how does it differ from HEART? The CONNECT method is a 7-step framework for managing emotional escalation before a difficult conversation begins. Where HEART structures the conversation itself, CONNECT helps you regulate your own emotional state so you can enter the conversation clear-headed and ready. Why do good intentions fail when dealing with toxic traits in a relationship? Without structure, stress strips away good intentions and you default to your worst habits defending, attacking, or shutting down. Toxic traits thrive in unstructured conversations because they exploit the emotional chaos. A clear framework keeps you anchored when pressure is highest and reactions feel automatic. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.